Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and we're hearing a little bit of music written by composer and jazz pianist Daniel May that comes from My Father's House. For some 20 years, Daniel May worked in Los Angeles writing for movies, television, and most notably IMAX films, collaborating with George Harrison, Sting, Lindsey Buckingham, and others. Daniel May now lives in Pittsburgh, where he has his own state-of-the-art recording studio. He's also the co-music director for a nightly jazz series at the Fairmont Pittsburgh Hotel. Daniel May grew up in a musical house. His late father, Walter May, was a composer and chairman of the music department at Augustana College in Sioux Falls. His mother, Mary, is a piano and cello instructor. And Daniel May is back home in Sioux Falls this week, preparing for a jazz concert tomorrow. He's performing with his brother, bassist Benjamin May. The concert is a fundraiser for the Cor Wackow School Project in South Sudan. Daniel May joins us on the line. And Daniel, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hey, thanks for having me, Carl. We're happy to be here.
Well, given your upbringing, I'm guessing that you were surrounded by music. You couldn't help but get into music.
Oh, we call it our family curse. Pretty much everyone in my family, yeah, was sort of cursed by this. And it kind of has its points. You know, I didn't have to ever wonder, like, what I was going to do with my life. It sort of, you know, was obvious from the start that it would always have something to do with music.
Were your parents your first teachers?
Definitely. My mother was my piano teacher till I actually went to college.
Oh.
So from beginner all the way, you know, through college, you know, till I went to college.
Were you inspired at all by your father to become a composer?
Absolutely. Yeah. My father was kind of a natural musician, you know. I always saw him as kind of a modern version of J.S. Bach. You know, he even looked a little like J.S. Bach, but that's another story. But not the wig part. But,
no, he didn't.
He just, you know, music to him wasn't just you know, a hobby or something. It was his work. Every day he would write.
Well, I suppose for you, so then you grew up just saw it as that's just part of life. Music is part of life.
Right, right. It isn't like a fringe or a frill. It was, you know, an important part of life, definitely. Concerts. My dad was hopelessly square, though, I have to say. When I was on a Little League baseball team, he referred to the baseball practices as rehearsals. And he referred to the, you know, baseball games as performances. He says, "Do you have a performance with your team tonight?" You know, I said, "Dad, it's called a game."
Now I mentioned that as a composer, you were in L.A. for a couple of decades, and you were writing scores for IMAX films. And I'm assuming that your assignment in composing for IMAX is to write very, very dramatic sounding music.
Yeah, IMAX is a unique format. You know, the Washington Pavilion here in Sioux Falls has a large screen. It's not technically IMAX. There's a lot of formats that are just all lumped together called large screen, and they show the same movies. But, you know, it's a different sort of experience because the screen is very big, the music and the sound effects are in surround. So they're all 5.1 surround type mixes, which means, you know, it's a very realistic three-dimensional experience to see one of those films. You know, one of my movies that is pretty popular is called Everest. And, you know, it's a lot like climbing Mount Everest just to watch that film. You really feel like you're climbing toward the summit of a gigantic mountain. And if the theater is, like a lot of theaters, has the air conditioning very cold, it even feels even more like it.
Well, we've got a little bit of music from Everest queued up here. Let's give it a listen.
Sure.
So, in writing the music, Daniel May, do you see the finished film first and then match what you're doing?
Yeah, because there's a kind of just logistical need to have, you know, I need to know what the timings of each scene really are to be able to write music intelligently. Now, the ideal situation is when a director gives you what's called a locked picture. That's just the term for the edited version of the film. And, you know, if you have a locked picture and it stays that way through the entire process of my scoring the film, that's a pretty lucky situation. In real life, the director is constantly tweaking the film, including the director of Everest, by the way. So it's frustrating because you'll write a piece that fits perfectly with the scene, and then the director tells you, oh, I cut 3 seconds off that film, off that little scene there. And you say, no! And then you've got to go back and adjust. So there is a process when I'm writing music for film. Before I actually go in front of an orchestra, I actually sketch with samples, you know, with fake orchestral sounds, synthesized orchestra. And that allows the director to hear it with his picture and make his comments before I spend a lot of money in front of a, you know, 80-piece orchestra. So hopefully all that issue with it being locked or unlocked, all those are solved before I get in front of an orchestra. It's a lot easier for me to edit and make my changes while it's still in kind of a sketch form.
No,
does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. And you collaborated a bit on Everest with George Harrison, is that correct?
Yeah. You know, the director always has one eye on art and the other on marketing and commerce. And he always kind of has his eye on some kind of prominent pop musician to kind of collaborate. It really helps with the marketing, but it also, he thought it would really enhance the film. Everest, you know, Mount Everest is kind of between India and China. It's in Nepal, and it's in a kind of a part of the world that was very important to George Harrison. He played the Indian sitar, if you remember.
Yes.
And so he was happy to kind of let me take themes and pieces that he'd written and incorporate them into the film. He didn't have a lot to do with it, you know, directly. In fact, I only actually spoke with him once. I spoke with his attorneys more than him.
But was he easy to work with then in that brief?
I have to say he was going through a kind of a tough time in his life. He had kind of disdain for the film industry at that time. He had invested heavily into these Monty Python movies, like Monty Python and the Holy Grail, mm-hmm. and another Terry Gilliam film called Time Bandits. And I don't think he made any money on those, on his investments at that time. So he was a little skeptical about the film industry. But I would say yes, he was easy to work with. He had some health issues. It was before he had his cancer that eventually killed him. But I think he was pretty generous to allow me to actually remix some pieces that he had already mixed. You know, some, when you record an album like he does, you know, several different types of records, it ends up on multi-track recording. Some of them had 48 individual tracks. And he supplied me with individual tracks to Here Comes the Sun, which is kind of fun to be able to hear all the various tracks and modify it, take the voice out when I need to, add an instrument when I need to. So many artists are not that generous. Trust me on that.
Are you a generous artist?
I think so, yeah. If somebody wanted to modify a piece of mine to fit a purpose, yeah, I would want to know what they were talking about. I mean, one famous example, do you remember Walt Disney wrote that movie Fantasia? You know, he directed,
mm-hmm.
and they used Stravinsky's Rite of Spring in Fantasia, and Stravinsky was very upset the way they cut it to fit the film. He sort of edited his music to make it work better with the animation. I think I would be more flexible. I understand the needs of what a director needs to do, because essentially when you write music for film, you're a collaborator. It's not just the film isn't a showcase for my music. It's the music is supposed to serve the film. And a lot of composers don't really understand that.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and we're talking with the composer and jazz pianist Daniel May. He and his bassist brother Benjamin are in concert tomorrow evening at Augustana College. It's a fundraising concert for the for a school project in South Sudan to construct a school, drill wells, and install corn grinding mills as well. And since we only have about 4 minutes or left here or so to talk, we should talk about that concert. How did you get involved with that?
Well, my sister Laura works in court services in Sioux Falls, and her office is just down the hall from David Jal, who's one of the original Lost Boys of Sudan. So he's from Sudan, and this brand new country, South Sudan, is really where he's from. And his village never had water. It needed lots of help. So he's dedicated his life, even though he lives now in Sioux Falls with his wife and children, to whatever he can do to help his village in South Sudan. So he's done several things. This is one of many to come, I'm sure, but our goal is to raise money to build a school. And the school is not just for boys, it's for boys and girls, which is revolutionary in his village. Before this, girls were not allowed to go to school. So he's amazing. But that's the connection. My sister is friends with him and introduced him to me. And if you ever do have a chance to meet David Jal, you'll see he's got a magnetic personality. Draws you in. You want to help because he's so committed himself. It's kind of amazing. The concert tomorrow night, by the way, is at 7:30 at Augustana College, which is at 33rd and Grange in Sioux Falls. It's $15 for adults, $5 for kids under 12. And we're not only featuring myself and my brother Benjamin, we have a drummer named Bob Grip who's going to be joining us. He's a Sioux Falls legend. We're going to have a small string section on some pieces. A small choir is going to join us, a children's choir. My nephew, Gabriel, who lives in Sioux Falls, is going to join us and sing. So it's going to be a ever-expanding cast of musicians and family. A lot of my family is joining me to make this work. I also want to especially thank Augustana College. They've been extremely accommodating to allow us to use the Kresge Recital Hall. They have really nice instruments, and it's going to be a wonderful show. And, you know, the Jazz Festival here in Sioux Falls is next week, so this will be a sort of precursor to what's to come. And we're really glad to present this program.
Yeah, and we've been talking about your composing talents, but you'll be playing jazz piano?
Uh-huh, yep. Some originals, some great American standards, Cole Porter, George Gershwin. We are doing a pre-concert discussion at 6:30, also at Augustana, just down the hall. And I'll be able to talk a little bit more about film music, about jazz, about some examples of things, some little radio commercials, television things to talk about. And David Jal is also there, and he'll give a little talk about his mission to help his village in South Sudan.
So that's at 6:30, and then the concert an hour later at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, Daniel May, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday.
Hey, well, thank you, Carl, and thank you all for listening, and we hope you can all come to the concert and help us out.
All right. Thanks so much. The concert tomorrow evening, jazz and more, Sioux Falls at Augustana College, beginning at 7:30 at Kresge Recital Hall. And then there's the talk earlier at 6:30. Funds raised for the concert will go to help construct schools, drill water wells, and installing automated corn grinding mills in South Sudan. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Zwemke is the producer of Dakota Midday. We also had assistance from Nathan Poole. Coming up tomorrow, it's Innovation with Kara Hetland, and she's hosting the show from the Sanford Underground Lab in Lead. That's at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio. I'm Carl Gerke. Stay tuned. Here and Now is coming up next, and here's a little bit of music from Daniel May.